Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 19th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:01. I'm Brent Allen. Gray skies once again to start your day. We are still sitting at 50 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Law enforcement officials have announced that two people from Ukiah who were arrested following a pursuit and crash at a Santa Rosa gas station last week are also connected to a fraud investigation. 32-year-old Jeanette Perez and 39-year-old Gonzalez Alvarez pretended to be Santa Rosa police officers to steal the victim's credit cards and cell phone. Then, later, after being contacted by the victim's tax representative, they pretended to be the victim and his niece. Last Thursday, they were spotted on Santa Rosa Avenue by sheriff's deputies. During a car chase, they crashed into a gas pump at a Shell station on Hearn Avenue. Their car did catch fire. Both of them were arrested. A Sonoma County jury wasted little time in convicting 53-year-old Jesse Granado Lopez of rape and attempted kidnapping of two 14-year-old girls near Sonoma in January of 2020. After abducting the first girl and eventually releasing her, he attempted to grab another girl near Sonoma Valley Middle School, but she escaped. It was about 3 hours later when he was arrested. He possibly faces life in prison when he is sentenced. Scientists have sounded a warning in Southern California. A parasitic worm previously only found in Texas and Gulf states is moving down the Colorado River, thanks to hitching a ride on very small snails. Commonly known as liver fluke worms, they can detect, infect raccoons, rabbits, horses, bobcats, mountain lions, possums, and dogs. Those visiting the river are highly encouraged to not let their pooch swim in or drink the water of the Colorado River. The flatworm is not capable of infecting people, but it can cause swimmers' itch, a rash on the skin. The public will get its last chance today to weigh in on AT&T's push to end its obligation to provide telephone landline service across large parts of California. The California Public Utilities Commission will host virtual hearings at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. today, following AT&T's application to withdraw as the state's carrier of last resort. Now, if AT&T prevails, some predict up to 500,000 landline customers would have no guarantee of future phone service. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a comprehensive ban on asbestos, a deadly carcinogen still used in some chlorine bleach, brake pads, and a few other products. The final rule marks a major expansion of EPA regulation under a landmark 2016 law that overhauled regulations governing tens of thousands of toxic chemicals in everyday products, from household cleaners to clothing and furniture. The California Lottery has revealed the name of one of the winners of the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot. Last October's $1.7 billion Powerball. Theodorus Struck represents a group of winners who bought the ticket at a store in the small Kern County mountain town of Fraser Park. Now, there was no winner in last night's Powerball jackpot, so it now grows to $687 million for Wednesday night, while tomorrow night's Mega Millions is at $875 million. Best of luck to you. It is now 7:05 at KZST. Time for a check of Sonoma County traffic, and we'll see if we're lucky there with CHP officer Jeremy Porter. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Brent. So far, so good out there for the morning commute, and we don't have any crashes or major incidents to report. There is a slowdown on southbound 101 from Castaña to San Antonio Road as you head into Marin County, but everything else is moving well. Buckle up and drive safe. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
What is one of Dr. Tom's favorite procedures?
The waist area is one of my favorite areas to perform smart lipo laser liposuction for both women and men. When our patients regain their waistline, they have renewed self-confidence. They love the way they fit in their clothes and how they look in the mirror. Even a small reduction in waist size can take years off your silhouette.
Dr. Tom introduced Smart Lipo to the North Bay in 2007. He has performed hundreds of these procedures under local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast on the day of your surgery, and you'll appreciate quicker recovery with less discomfort.
There's a reason he's been voted the Press Democrat's best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County. 8 years in a row. Reclaim your waist and proudly put your hands on your hips.
Let's stay young together.
Contact Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation. More info at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
New Year's resolutions, ugh.
Seriously, so much for losing weight. I seem to be in hibernation mode.
I've actually gained 5 pounds.
And exercising? It's so cold and wet outside.
My resolution was to get my home organized.
Oh, well, Closet Crafters can help you with that. We love what they did for our garage, and we're going to have our closets done next.
Oh, well, I'll have to check them out.
Check out their showroom. It's so helpful to see all the options in person.
Closet Crafters in Santa Rosa since 1992. Visit online at closetcrafters.com.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. And use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. In sports, the Knicks beat the Warriors 119-112 last night. They will play the Memphis Grizzlies at home on Wednesday. Two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell and the Giants have agreed to a $62 million two-year contract. And after 24 years, Rennell Brooks Moon is out as the voice of the ballpark for the Giants at Oracle Park. Your forecast, widespread morning fog, clearing to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon, slightly cooler than yesterday, upper 60s and low 70s. Tonight, mainly clear early, but coastal clouds spread inland, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, after that morning fog, partly to mostly cloudy with mid-60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Chocolate Caramel Day. Now, the origins of caramel date back to somewhere between 1650 and 1880. That's a pretty big spread. Caramel is made by adding milk to boiling water and sugar. Now, chocolate dates back to Mesoamerica. Blending of the two together, that was done by Milton Hershey and was part of the building of his chocolate empire. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Multnomah County's KZST. It is 7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams with this, with a question. Who gets up at the crack of dawn like me? Hopefully you don't, but either way, I have a solution to get a better night's sleep no matter what time you go to bed or wake up. Two words, Sleep City. Gotta say, since I bought my Sleep City mattress, the Posh and Lavish brand, it has rocked my world, my dream world. I mean, it is super comfy and I sleep great now. Because mattresses matter. They actually do. Sleep City is locally owned by Mark Thomas. He's been in business here for over 35 years, has five stores, two in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, one in Napa, and my store, the Windsor location on Hembry Lane. That's where I bought mine, and they even let me play around and test all of them. Sleep City offers all the top brands, Stearns & Foster, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Heirloom, King Coil, the list goes on. And how about accessories? They have pillows and linens and toppers, that adjustable base, a must-have. Mark knows his mattresses, has great selection, high-quality products, and loves the customers. They are even part of that whole Go Local campaign because they care about the community. Head to a Sleep City store near you today or check them out online at sleepcitybeds.com. It beats counting sheep. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
You look extra happy today.
It's the hugs.
Hugs?
Four hugs a day can help with depression, eight for mental stability, and 12 for psychological growth.
Now, where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
More people listen to the radio in a week than go to Google in a month.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
KZST.
We were good. We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic on this Tuesday morning with CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Rona Park studio. Good morning. How do those roadways look?
Good morning, Debbie. We're still looking good out there for your drive-in with still no crashes to report. Caltrans is going to be doing some maintenance on northbound 101 heading out of Petaluma for a few hours. They'll be taking a lane there, so be careful as you approach the area. Traffic is still going to be slow on southbound 101 heading into Marin County. And the metering lights are going to slow things down on the Highway 12 transition ramps to 101. Drive safe this morning from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
And you can dance.
KZST on your Tuesday. It is 7:21, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. And our anniversary sale has been so popular, we're extending it for another week. From now to March 25th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's the Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your area flooring authority.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
Dust off your boots and hold on to your hats for James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Relive the sounds and stories of the man in black on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m.
I walk the line.
Get your tickets today at the gift shop or twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 with valid ID.
Best part about spring is the weather.
It's just fresh, new.
Just like the burst of life.
Springtime, baby!
KZST.
Tell me something. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? So hardcore, I'm falling. In all the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear.
It is 7:26, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa, and now...
From the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news of the morning. First off, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, has returned to Instagram to tease a new brand that features jams, household items, cookbooks, and cutlery. She left Instagram back when she got engaged to Prince Harry. Her new brand is called American Riviera Orchard. Also, Mark Wahlberg found a way to create chemistry with his co-star in Arthur the King, filet mignon. The actor made friends with the dog named Yuki by giving him treats early on against the wishes of his trainer. The movie debuted over the weekend. And it's not very likely that Kelly Clarkson will ever be asked to join the Pictionary Hall of Fame after what happened on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. The singer is taking part in the 2024 opening ceremony for the Olympic Games in Paris. She was playing a game of Olympic Pictionary, and was asked to draw a shuttlecock, the object used in badminton. She unfortunately didn't know what that was, so her drawing went in a totally different direction. They blurred the drawing, and she apologized in front of the camera. And now what she really wanted to do in that moment, just walk away. That's your Daily Dish.
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 19th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. We're off to another